Congregation may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward. Good morning. Hello. 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 Do you guys celebrate Valentine's Day in your classroom at school? Yes, you do? Valentine's Day. All right. And it looks like you have fun with that, huh? Now, when I was growing up, they made us make a box, like an old shoebox, and you had to decorate it. And then all of your classmates would drop Valentines in, right? So how do you decorate that box? What do you put on that box to represent Valentine's Day? Heart. Anything else? Colors. Lots of colors, right? But a heart, that's what we usually use to say, I love you, right? I mean, my daughter lived in New York and sent my wife a t-shirt that said, I heart New York, right? Must mean I love New York, right? There we are. We all kind of understand that. But when we're talking about Valentine's Day kind of love or I love pizza, it's different than the love we just heard read about in Corinthians, where it says that love is patient and kind. That love bears and believes and hopes and endures all things. Because there are days when even if I love pizza, I don't want pizza, right? But this kind of love that we're talking about in Corinthians, that we talk about here in church, isn't necessarily always represented by a heart or bright colors or things like that. That's what it's represented by, a cross. Because on the cross, Jesus stretched out his arms so that he could bring all of us in. And he said, I know you need help and I am willing to die to give you that help. This shows us a love that is patient, kind. This shows us a love that can bear all things, believe all things, hope and endure all things. We try to cling to this kind of love. Now, I want you to celebrate Valentine's with your class. All of that. Draw all of the hearts and flowers and all the rest of that you can. But remember, what we really get to share is the love that Jesus shows us on this cross. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us enough to die for us, for loving us enough to rise again for us. Help us to share your love always. And we thank you for today. Amen. Have a great day, everybody.